He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Stay calm and don't do anything you'll regret later. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now radio hour on this Thursday, July the 26th. Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Well, we have what you call a split market, a bifurcated market. It's about as split as Congress is. We have the Dow up a big 145 points today. It's up 0.6%. Trade deals. The Dow at 25,560. That's the good news. Now we'll cross the street. Ooh, look, I just almost got hit by a bus crossing the street. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is down 74 points. That's a 0.9% drop. We're basically giving up what we made yesterday, if you want to really put it into perspective. I don't hear from my clients when we're way up. No, I never hear from them. But when we're way down, I'm down 1.37% overall today. Then I hear from them. That's the way my business is. The NASDAQ down 74 points, but it's at 7,858. Come on. It hit, what, 70? It was over 7,900 yesterday. I think that was a new all-time high. So the market hits a new all-time high yesterday, the NASDAQ, and it's down 74 today, and people are ready to jump off of nine-story buildings. Don't do that. That'll just break a couple of legs. Anyways, the S&P 500 kind of caught in the middle of this tug of war. The S&P down 5.6 points, down 0.2%, 2,840. The small caps are doing just fine this morning. It's really tech. It's technology. It's the tech stocks that are taking it on the chin today. It's FANG getting hit. But let's not forget, FANG is the girl that brought us to the dance. Why we're even here in the first place, sitting here at new all-time highs as of yesterday. Russell 2000 up 6 points. It's at 1691. It's still a small cap market. We'll have to see where the techs go from here. We have to wait till the dust settles. Let's see where these expectations come in at on Facebook. Crude oil is down 8 cents, 69.22. Gold is down $3.70, $1,228. We've got the 10-year up 2 basis points, creeping up towards 3 once again. Look in your rearview mirror. Here come interest rates, 2.95% this morning on that 10-year. The VIX is pretty flat today. And the Bitcoin market up $45 per coin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. You know what? With about an hour left to go in the market yesterday, everything was coming up roses. New highs on the NASDAQ. I had a new all-time high in my money under management here at Gunderson Capital Management. All of my portfolios were hitting new highs for the year. Then the bell rang. The market closed and the earnings parade started. Right down Wall and Broad. Here they come. And right up front, the big brass band, the tuba player of all people, the guy wearing the Facebook outfit, he blew a sour note and down went the market, down went the NASDAQ, down went Facebook. And it's just made this major recovery from the last time it went down. Well, we had a huge spike in the market. In the final half hour on Wednesday, huge spike in the market. after President Trump secured trade concessions from the European Union. That sparked the S&P 500 to a third straight gain and the NASDAQ to a new all-time closing high. That's right. Just yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, and now everybody's complaining again. It reminds me of, you know, we're studying the Old Testament this year in our church, and we hear about the children of Israel, you know, their 40 years of wandering. Moses would strike the rock and the water would come out. And the next day they're complaining because they want cucumbers. They miss their cucumbers and their melons from Egypt. And then manna would come down and feed them. And then they'd complain, we want some protein here. We want some meat. It reminds me of that. New highs in the NASDAQ yesterday. And today we're down a bit and everybody's complaining again. Well, anyways, the U.S. and the EU agreed to lower industrial tariffs on both sides. And the EU pledged to import more soybeans and liquefied natural gas. Now, that's a big blow to Russia. And it's a big boon to Iowa, right? Is that where they grow most of the soybeans? And the EU is going to give U.S. medical devices, let's watch those medical device stocks today, better market access. As for Trump's threatened auto tariffs, the president said only that the U.S. and EU agreed to work towards zero tariffs, zero subsidies on non-industrial goods. You see, when we buy a foreign car from Europe here in the U.S., we pay a 2.5% tariff. When they buy an American car in Europe, those folks pay a 10% tariff. So which car are you going to choose? If you're a European. Well, you can say what you want about Donald Trump. He's quite the adventure. He's quite unpredictable. He's quite bombastic. But one by one, he's picking these things off and getting them done. You can't argue with that. He said he was going to be the best negotiator ever in the White House. Not only can he negotiate deals with the Europeans and hopefully North Korea, he can also negotiate deals with former playmates. So the guy is interesting, to say the least. Well, it's all about Facebook. Here was the headline yesterday. Facebook beats by 3 cents, but they missed on revenues. And at first blush, the shares were down 8.9%. Then they were down 11.8%. Then they were down 14.2%. And before it was all over, Facebook was down 20% in the after hours yesterday in quite a dive. And Facebook has just done this massive rebound from the Cambridge Analytical scandal. Now, the question I'm going to get asked most today, and I've already been asked by 3 different people, is it time to step up to the plate and buy Facebook on this pullback? The answer to that question is, I don't know yet. I do my own valuations. My 5-year valuations are critical, essential, absolutely at the center of what I do, along with momentum, which obviously is gone from Facebook right now. But I've got to wait and see where this year's estimates are taken and where next year's estimates are taken. And even more importantly than that, I need to wait and see where the 5-year growth rate is taken. Now, you can write these numbers down. Right now, the estimates for this year on Facebook are $7.70 per share. We need to see what becomes of those numbers. How much will they be lowered? Maybe they won't be lowered at all. I don't know. It's too early to tell, but we should know by the middle of next week, let's say. It's best to be patient in situations like this, not panic, like an ambulance driver arriving on a scene with six people laying on the ground. You got to do a little triage here. You got to sort things out. Next year, FB, Facebook, is expected to make $9.26 in earnings. We got to see where that goes. And right now, the growth rate going forward for Facebook over the next 5 years, I want to say it's 29%. Let me find that really quickly. Oh, there it is. The five-year growth rate right now, 24% going forward. We got to see where that ends up when all the dust settles, too. That's a key number right there. When we come back, more on Facebook, PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, you name it. It's Alphabet Soup today. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, of course, the big question on everybody's mind, should I dump my Facebook? Should I continue to own Facebook in my premier growth portfolio? But having said that, it's only a 3.3% overall position in said portfolio. And even though it's painful to watch, I still have a profit in the stock. But okay, what to do now? Well, I don't think the right thing to do right now is to sell it. I think you got to wait till the dust settles. I think you have to wait and see what becomes of the estimates for this year, 2018. I think you have to wait and see what becomes of next year's estimates in 2019. And I think you have to wait and see what happens to that five-year growth rate, which is another estimate. Now, right now, Facebook is saying, look, you're going to have to lower your estimates for the next two quarters. But what kind of an impact will that have on the next 5 years? Okay, that remains to be seen. Now, here's the key to it all in my book. I currently have a target price on Facebook over the next 5 years, based on the numbers that we knew yesterday, of $365 per share. The stock is currently $192 per share, all right? But there's going to be some changes made to these estimates. Look, there's an army of analysts following this company. They're going to be updating their numbers real soon. Like, we'll get new numbers on the company, and I will recalculate my five-year target price on the stock. Now, let me give you an example. Recently, I owned a stock by the name of Constellation Brands. It's been a very good growth stock over the years. It's averaged 30% growth over the years. I had a big profit in Constellation Brands. I had a long-term gain in the stock. I'd owned it for over 12 months, something like 15 or 16 months. And then they came along with the stinker of a quarter. And what I did is I waited till the dust settled, maybe a week or so. I saw the new numbers on the stock. I saw the new growth rate on the stock. I calculated my new valuation on the stock. And in the end, I lowered the target price on the stock by $100 per share. I don't like stocks that are getting major downgrades by me on their target prices. Someone sent me a quick little email this morning. What's your sell discipline? Well, there's one of them. Lowering the target price on a stock by a significant amount is almost always an automatic sell. Conversely, what I really like is when I raise my target prices on a stock. I remember about a year ago, Boeing had a significant upgrade to their target price. Not only did I buy more shares, but I bought options on the stock. That is one of the most powerful forces in the market, is having earnings estimates, growth estimates, and target prices revised upwards. That happened on Boeing recently. It happened on several other stocks recently, within the last few years.
And conversely, one of the most powerful forces in the market to the downside is significantly lowering a target price. Well, I'll let you know. I can't let you know today. We still have the same numbers on Facebook today that we had yesterday. The analysts are just waking up here in the West Coast. They've been up for a while on the East Coast. They're sipping on their Starbucks and they're sharpening their pencils. They're going back. They're listening to what CEO Zuckerberg had to say during the conference call. Now, it could be that Facebook is sandbagging. They're getting analysts to really lower their expectations so they can come in and beat them next quarter. But having said that, the new numbers are not out yet. They'll be out pretty soon, even maybe by tomorrow, by Monday. Give them the weekend, would you? And then we'll have some new numbers on FB, Facebook. And we'll see whether, how much. There's no question that I'll be lowering my target price, but by how much? A few bucks? 30 bucks? 100 bucks? That will play into my final decision in a major way. In fact, that will guide my final decision is where the target price ends up. And I just cannot do that right now today until I see new numbers. So there you go. There's my take on Facebook. Right now, my advice is to do nothing. North Korea still making bomb fuel. North Korea continuing to produce fuel for nuclear bombs. You see, they're a puppet of China. As long as we're playing games with China and all of this trade and threatening tariffs on all of Chinese goods, don't you think the president of China, President Xi, is emailing or texting Kim Jong-un saying, hey, keep that fuel going for those nuclear bombs until we get this trade deal settled? That's my take on the whole situation. I truly believe that North Korea is a puppet of China. Trump knows that. And they're using North Korea. That's why North Korea came around and said, we'll denuclearize if you take those tariffs off. Now, that was in the subtitle. Durable goods trail estimates. June durable goods up 1% versus 3.8% expected. Now, I have to admit, as I look at the big economy, the big economic reports, I have seen a few little chinks in the armor here recently of the U.S. economy, but not enough to really make me slow down in the fast lane of the freeway and change lanes yet. It still looks to me like it's a small cap world. We don't know what happened to the technology sector yesterday. Too soon to tell. But we have seen a little softness here. Real estate sales down. Mortgage rates up, causing a little bit of softening in real estate. Durable goods trailing estimates. The trade war with China continues. But I'm not seeing anything to make me say there's a recession coming later this year or early next year. Not yet, anyways. Jobless claims rise after 2 weeks of decline. Initial jobless claims come in at 217,000. They were 209,000 last week. I wouldn't get too worried about that just yet. There's no signs yet of any kind of a jobs recession out there on the horizon now. When we come back, we got to talk about McDonald's. It's a Dow stock. We've got to talk about MasterCard. It's a premier growth stock. We've got to talk about Visa, PayPal, Ford. How soggy is Ford, by the way? Does it have any air left in its tires? We've got to talk about ServiceNow, Marathon Petroleum, Valero, if we get to it, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, A-Biomed. And let's not forget Old Dominion Freight Lines. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
It can seem endless, but there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer.
Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. The big question on everybody's mind, should I buy Facebook today? Should I sell my Facebook today? My answer is do neither right now. It's too soon. But the even bigger question, is it over for the FANG stocks? Well, I was just looking at the other FANG stocks during the break. Let's begin with the first A in FANG, Apple, hitting a new all-time high today. Breaking out, yes, that's right. Look at the chart yourself. Breaking out to new all-time highs today, despite the NASDAQ being down some 60 points here. Apple, new all-time high. And in addition to that, Apple is only $38 billion away from a trillion. It's at $962 billion in market cap today. Breaking out and hitting new highs today. Let's look at the second A in FANG. Amazon. Amazon will report earnings after the close today. More fireworks? I don't know. Amazon is down 1.8% today. But, you know, if you look at a chart, I look at one-year charts. That's what I look at, 1 year. It's barely budged. I mean, it hit a new all-time high yesterday, did Amazon. A new all-time high yesterday. And today it's down 1.8% from its all-time high. So far, FANG looking pretty good, despite the F in Facebook that it earned yesterday. Let's look at Netflix. Towards the end of the day, with about an hour to go in the day, I was done with my trading. I said, hey, this has been a pretty good day in the market today. And then, of course, the market took off in the last half hour. And I said, you know what? Tomorrow I may look at buying some options in Netflix after its big sell-off recently. Netflix seems to have found support in the 360 area. Well, I'm looking at the N in FANG today, and it's down 0.5% this morning. It's holding the 360 area. I don't see any big crash in Apple, Amazon, or Netflix yet here, despite the big plunge in Facebook. Now let's go to the G in FANG. Wasn't it Google or Alphabet on Tuesday that blew away earnings estimates? Have we already forgotten those earnings? Well, it's hanging on to that big blast off that it had on Tuesday. Or was it Monday? I think it was Monday. It's down 0.3% today, and it's sitting at just an eyelash from its all-time high. I don't see the FANG trade coming to an end today at all. In fact, what I see is buying into this little tiny bit of weakness in the associated stocks. Isn't Google the best comparable to Facebook? Doesn't Google do much what Facebook does? Don't they provide advertising to advertisers on the World Wide Web? And you've got Alphabet today holding its all-time high that it hit yesterday. And you've got Apple breaking out to new all-time highs. So they'll be talking about FANG all day long today. It's over. Put a nail in the coffin of FANG. I'm just telling you at first blush, from a technical point of view, a guy that looks at hundreds and hundreds of charts on a daily basis and can generally notice when something's not looking good, something's getting sick. I don't see anything sick about the other stocks in FANG today at all. In fact, what I see is a very vibrant, healthy A-A-N-G, despite the F in FANG. All right, well, we got to throw in a soggy one here, okay? McDonald's. Let me tell you, I've gotten a lot of soggy Big Macs at McDonald's. Every time I decide to give them another chance, I get a tired old burger that was made at lunchtime. They're serving up at dinner.
It looks like someone sat on it. It's all squished and the bun looks awful. Now, we're spoiled in California. We have In-N-Out Burger. You're never going to get a tired hamburger at In-N-Out. It's going to come fresh off the grill every time. You might have to wait a little longer, but it's worth it. I was with a guy one time. We were in line for In-N-Out Burger. This was about 10, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And we drove through the In-N-Out, and we're waiting for our hamburger. And he says to me, he says, they could speed this line up a lot if they would make a bunch of them and put them in a drawer, you know, so they were ready to go. I said, well, then it would be In-N-Out Burger. That's what makes them so good, you idiot. Then you got McDonald's or Jack in the Box where you get a tired old burger that some high school kid put together an hour ago, left off the salt. The bun is peeling. It's horrible. Well, you know what? McDonald's stock, it's not horrible, but it is ranked number 1,189 out of 5,116. That's about as mediocre as the cold Big Mac I got a couple of months ago. And every time I get those cold Big Macs, I say never again. But for some reason, it sucks me in. You know, every once in a while, you get a hankering for a Big Mac. And I'm disappointed almost every time. Over the last 18 months, the stock of McDonald's, ranked 1,551 6 months ago. A year ago, it was ranked number 524. That's almost tempting enough to go in and try another Big Mac, but not quite enough. I like extra pickles on my Big Mac, and I'm not seeing any extra pickles in this returns of the stock here recently. Nor do I see much value there. Now, at one time, McDonald's was one of the biggest companies in the world. It's $124 billion. Now, put this into perspective. There's golden arches all over the world, no matter where you go. And yet it's $124 billion. Today, Apple is hitting $960 billion. 8 times the size Apple is of McDonald's. Steve Jobs changed the world more than any other guy in recent memory. Oh, I think Ray Kroc changed the world too a little bit, but I don't know if it's for the better with those cold, tired hamburgers coming off the grill that sit in the drawer for several hours before Bill Gunderson comes along and buys them. Not a fan of McDonald's right now. It is a Dow stock. The Dow is up today despite the big fall in the NASDAQ. I was just looking at the Dow saying, what is doing it? What is moving in the Dow? You know what? Everything's up a little bit today in the Dow. Johnson & Johnson, Travelers, Disney, Procter & Gamble, Walmart, 3M, IBM. They're all up like 1.5%. Nothing too exciting there. All right, well, let's turn to Visa then. All right, Visa has been one of the best stocks that I have ever owned. And I continue to own Visa, not only in my wallet, but in my premier growth portfolio and in my growth and income portfolio. Because Visa does pay just a little bit of a dividend yield, which qualifies it for the growth and income portfolio. Visa today reported earnings just a little bit softer than expected. I want to say they beat earnings by, 11 cents, and they beat on revenues, but that wasn't good enough for the Wall Street crowd. And Visa is down 1.1% this morning, but it hit a new all-time high just yesterday. Yesterday, new all-time high. Visa is now a $286 billion company, one of the great IPOs of all time. Coming public in 2008 at about $15 a share. Today it's almost $141 per share. From 15 to 141, what a long, strange trip it's been. I continue to own Visa. We'll see where the new numbers come in. But I got a hunch that they're going to be just fine.
You know, while McDonald's is up 2.4% over the last 12 months with those soggy Big Macs, Visa's up 43% over the last 12 months. So go ahead, pay for your Big Mac with your Visa card. But don't buy McDonald's stock, buy Visa stock. Not a recommendation, it's just an example of what I consider to be a best stock now versus a soggy stock. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I think we better take a deep breath, catch our breaths, and go back and recap what is going on here so far on this July 26th. Well, we hit new all-time highs in the NASDAQ in the last hour of trading yesterday. New all-time highs. I saw Amazon hit a new all-time high. I saw Google hit a new all-time high. I saw Facebook hit a new all-time high. And then when the market closed, Facebook was the big company reporting earnings after the close, and they guided everything lower, and we still don't know how much lower until we actually see it quantified by actual real numbers. Right now, it's all a lot of speculation. But the cadre of analysts that follow the company will be sharpening their pencils, will be heating up the coffee machine. We'll be sucking down the caffeine over the weekend to get them through it, and they'll be redoing their spreadsheets and their earnings estimates. And those earnings estimates, we should start to notice the changes by tomorrow, really. That's how quickly they work. By Monday, Tuesday, the consensus should be about settled into the new consensus. Right now, we're looking at the old consensus. And I'll use those new numbers that I plug into my valuation formula to come up with my new valuation on the shares. That's going to be very, very important. I gave you an example of a stock that I lowered by $100 per share, my valuation. This was several weeks ago on Constellation Brands, and I sold the stock when that happened. If I lower my price target by $50, $75 on Facebook, well, that will be a strong vote to sell, but I haven't seen the new numbers yet. So we have to wait for that. In the meantime, I think it's very, very encouraging to see the ANG, A-A-N-G, performing just fine. You see Apple hitting new highs today. Amazon is down a little bit. They'll report after the close today. Now, they've provided fireworks in the past. We'll see where that goes. Netflix seems to have settled in the 360 area. And Google hit a new all-time high just as recently as yesterday. There's very good news on the trading front. Trade deal with the EU yesterday. That's one big one down, two to go. The biggest of the big, obviously, would be a deal with China. And, of course, NAFTA seems to be moving along. I think we'll get a deal on NAFTA here quickly. And if we can get China out of the way, then we really have something to work on. And after that US-EU deal yesterday, you saw the market take off in the last one half hour of the day. Imagine what a deal with China would do. We got a few softer than expected economic reports. The housing industry is the one that bothers me the most right now. I see a big dip, especially in California, an 11% dip in sales year over year. And California generally leads the rest of the nation.
So we got to keep our eyes on that. We do have rising interest rates. That's playing into it all. We had McDonald's, an important Dow stock report. I label it a soggy stock. It's not quite as soggy as others, but it's about as stale as that Big Mac I got a few months ago. MasterCard beats by 13 cents, beats on revenues. Let's review MasterCard very quickly. I do own MasterCard. It's down 3.7% this morning, but it hit a new all-time high yesterday, so I'm not going to get too much grief or heartburn from that one. Having said that, there will also be new numbers out on Visa and MasterCard at some point. And PayPal, another one that's in the news today. We'll see where those new numbers come in. We'll adjust our numbers accordingly, especially those five-year target prices. Now, I can't tell you how important to me those five-year target prices that I do myself. When you look at those five-year target prices in the Best Stocks Now app, those are Bill Gunderson's target prices. I spent some years in my early days in the business traveling around. We had a very good analyst at the company that I worked for. I learned a lot from him. But more than that, I learned a lot from a mutual fund manager up in the Bay Area. Now, he did his five-year target prices, and that's the one I adapted in my own practice. And I used to write up a few research reports. I had some very big winners back in those days that I sold to a few mutual funds, those ideas. But anyways, that was then, this is now. I still use the same five-year target price formula that I used then. And it's in my app. How important is that to look at the app and say, wow, look, here's the five-year target price. I like stocks basically that have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years. Now, it dips below that. That's not an automatic sell. Now, the other thing, just because the app, sometimes the app, a stock will drop in rank and it will say sell. That doesn't mean you should automatically sell the stock. Take a look at the chart next, okay? The app is a guide. It's not a mathematical equation that you can depend on. You still have to put a little human brain in there. Everybody always wants some kind of automatic system that takes all the work out of it. When you find that, let me know, okay? You still have to put in your own work. You still have to use your own good judgment in looking at a chart of the stock. Is it holding support? If it's holding support and it still looks undervalued, well, hang on, be patient. Sometimes less is better in the market. Okay, I'll close with these two. Two of the refiners also in the news today, and they both are blasting off this morning, both Valero Energy, VLO, and Marathon Petroleum. These are both dividend payers that are having terrific days today. Well, it's a busy day in the market today. I thought I'd have a nice quiet Thursday, you know, I could get a nice start on the newsletter for the weekend. No, sir. There's no such thing. We'll be busy today going through earnings reports. I've already dug through all of the earnings that have happened since yesterday's market close. A lot has happened. A lot has changed since yesterday's market close. That will be reflected in my portfolios, the buys and sells that I make, and the Best Stock Now list. All right. Well, if you'd like for me to take a look at your portfolio, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, and have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.